Hello, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. Today I'm going to try to answer the question, did God use evolution? Did God use evolution? A lot of people are part of the biologos movement that believe God used evolution, or they're, you know, theistic evolutionists. And we're not talking about evolution, gradual change within a species. I mean, look at all the variety there are of dogs. Nobody denies that. Creationists like myself don't deny that. But as far as evolution, gradual change from one kind of animal to another kind of animal and from animals to humans, there's absolutely no evidence for that. So I don't see why I should entertain the idea that God used evolution when I have confidence in the Bible. I think there's strong evidence the Bible is God's word, and I don't have a lot of confidence and what evolutionists are saying. Now, evolutionists have proven a lot of things to be scientifically true. The problem is they've never proven what they need to prove evolution to be true. They assume, these are unproven assumptions of evolution. They assume that either the universe is eternal, now very few because of Big Bang cosmology assume that. So then they assume that everything popped into existence from nothing without a cause. So something from nothing without a cause, they assume that. Multi-celled animals, that life evolved from non-life. That multi-celled animals evolved from single-celled animals. That animals with backbones evolved from animals without backbones. And then the common ancestry of fish, reptiles, birds, mammals, all of this stuff is assumed to be true by evolutionists. They have no proof for it. In fact, you would have to violate known scientific laws and solid scientific theories for any of those jumps to occur. So in other words, the only way to rescue evolution is to believe in the existence of a miracle-working God who can supersede the laws of nature to bring all the major evolutionary jumps, to bring something from nothing, life from non-life, multi-celled animals from single-celled animals, animals with backbones from animals without backbones, right on down the line. In fact, to bring intelligence from non-intelligence. Where did intelligence come from, if not an intelligent God? So the only way to rescue evolution is to posit the existence of God. But once you posit the existence of God, he could have used a cruel, wasteful, long method called evolution, or he could have created the universe in six literal days if he felt like it. So what I'm saying is, my thesis is this. Evolution needs God, but God doesn't need evolution. The only way to make evolution work is to posit the existence of a miracle-working God, and then evolution could be possible. The problem is, once you posit the existence of a miracle-working God, he doesn't need evolution, and I don't see any reason why he would use it, and I don't see any real evidence for evolution out there. And so, did God use evolution? I don't think so. I think God created the universe out of nothing. He produced, formed Adam from the dust of the earth, and then breathed life into his nostrils, and then he formed Eve from Adam's side. So Eve didn't evolve from apes. Adam didn't evolve from apes. As for me and my house, we're going to trust the Bible. God bless you, dear.